2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
There's desperation and anguish.
More than 80,000 Afghans have since arrived in America, but this story is still unfolding. I'm Andreas Martin. In my new podcast, Stranger Becomes Neighbor, we'll find out what happens to these new arrivals in our communities. Who would help our newest neighbors? Follow us at KSLPodcast.com, Apple Podcasts, or anywhere else you listen.
You're listening to Utah's Morning News with Tim Hughes and Amanda Dixon on KSL News Radio 102.7 FM and 1160 AM.
Good morning, KSL News Time now, 8:30. It's 54 downtown.
Crash on I-15 in South Salt Lake, backing into Murray. I'm Andy Farnsworth.
Our top story this half hour continues to be a developing story this morning, and many were shocked to find out that former chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff and former Secretary of State Colin Powell has passed away. ABC News Chief Washington correspondent Jonathan Carl has more on his life.
Even when things were really bad, and let's face it, he was Secretary of State during a particularly dark time in the war in Iraq, never did quite live down what he would call his February 5th moment, you know, when he gave that speech presentation before the UN Security Council. But as a reporter covering him during that period, he never shied from the questions. He appreciated the job of a reporter to ask the tough questions and to engage. Truly a great American.
His family says he died of complications from COVID-19, although he had been fully vaccinated and had several other underlying health conditions. Several crashes closed lanes and backed up fall break traffic around Utah yesterday. One was in Little Cottonwood Canyon near Tanner's Flat. Another was a rollover on I-15 in Santaquin. And a crash just north of Mona had cars backed up northbound I-15 for miles yesterday afternoon and evening. One of our texters was telling us they were stuck in that traffic for more than an hour. Hope you enjoyed that beautiful sunny weekend we just had, because our weather is changing for the first couple of days this week.
Radar shows a storm system crossing Nevada and headed this way. KSL-TV's Grant Wayman says it'll be here this afternoon.
It's cloudy this morning. Noon, same thing. And at 2, that's when we start getting the rain showers moving in here. Look at this. More rain, maybe even heavy at times again through the afternoon.
The good news is that Utah's already ahead for the water year after the rain we've had this month. And the fall rain will help next year's runoff reach the reservoirs instead of soaking into the ground. Dan Bomas, KSL News Radio.
KSL Sports, it's all smiles for Utah football fans after another big win. Unfortunately, BYU fans not feeling the same way this Monday morning. KSL News Radio's Adam Small is live with what happened on Saturday. Adam.
Yeah, Tim, it was definitely a weekend to bleed red for sure, as the Utes took down Arizona State 35-21 at Rice-Eccles Stadium. And some very special smiles were seen during the break between the third and fourth quarters of Saturday's game.
So today, we ask in honor of Ty and Aaron that you smile. Smile big like they did.
That was Utah head coach Kyle Whittingham asking fans to smile during that break to honor fallen stars Ty Jordan and Aaron Lowe. Unfortunately, BYU fans are not smiling to start their week, as the Cougs dropped their second game in a row, this time a 38-24 loss at Baylor. The once 10th-ranked Cougars are now out of the top 25 altogether, while the Utes stand atop their division, the Pac-12 South, at a record of 4-2. Reporting live, Adam Small, KSL News Radio.
Other national stories, KSL is following another high-stakes week ahead in Congress. ABC's Andy Field has a preview.
Coming up this week, more pressure to figure out how to pass some version of President Biden's spending programs and deciding if they will finally vote on the Senate-passed infrastructure bill and hope to get the bigger education, health, and child care bill later. The House committee investigating the January 6th attack meets Tuesday. It will vote on holding Trump advisor Steve Bannon in criminal contempt of Congress for ignoring their subpoena to testify. Andy Field, ABC News, Washington.
The Biden administration promising a fix to the supply chain problems, but there are conflicting messages from experts nationwide. Here's ABC's Andrew Dimbert.
Commerce Secretary Gina Raimondo expects some improvement by Christmas.
We are going to fix it. It's just, you know, going to take a little time.
Raimondo highlighting recent steps taken by the Biden administration to address the bottlenecks, including opening the port of Los Angeles 24/7. But some experts say the problems will have far-reaching effects, possibly lasting through next year.
Meanwhile, Godfrey Trucking Fleet Manager Neil Sebring says every trucking company is dealing with a driver shortage, and some people appear to be applying for these positions only to be applying to get to keep getting their unemployment benefits.
We've seen a massive influx of people that apply, call to get information. Some of them even come in and interview, and then they're gone. We never hear from or see from them again.
He says they also have truck shortages because of a lot of parts that need to be maintained on their vehicles and are stuck in port, and there aren't enough workers to unload them.
I'm Dave Cawley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast Cold. In October of 1985, a woman named Cherie Warren left work at a busy Salt Lake City office
to meet her estranged husband at a downtown auto dealership.
She never made it home. Cherie's car surfaced weeks later in Las Vegas.
In the parking lot of a hotel casino.
No one knows how it got there.
Strange. It was strange.
Both Cherie's estranged husband and her boyfriend raised suspicion for investigators.
I kind of thought that he might have done something.
But no arrests were ever made. In Cold Season 3, we dig into double lives, make new connections in the case, and examine the difficulty raised by reasonable doubt.
We want answers just as much as anyone else.
They have creeps like that now too, so nothing's changed.
That's the new Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie. Now available anywhere you get your podcasts.